You're listening to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, broadcasting from the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University.
Okay, so whenever we're ready to go. Oh, God, this is going to be really annoying, isn't it? You guys are going to be watching Exiled, and I'm just going to be sitting here.
No, watching dates of Jay and Joe.
Slade and Joe.
Oh,
Date My Ex.
This is Date My Ex? Okay. Welcome to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints. We're sorry this is coming one day late, but we have reached week four of the first mod of 2008, and it's been a little bit busy. It's kind of been an intense week, hasn't it, Astrid?
Yes, Jared. Very intense. I'm focusing on the reality TV show right behind you.
Okay, so maybe we should set the context here. Okay, so as you probably already know, Astrid and I are roommates, and we're both MBAs at the Owen Vanderbilt School of Graduate School of Management. And we've actually got one of our really best friends here, Isla. Isla, say hello.
Hello.
Isla is another Owen MBA of class of 2009. And basically, we're here, and we realized we didn't do a show yesterday. It's Monday. And we're currently watching, what are we watching? Oh, sorry, you're watching Bravo with Joe and Slade. One of the many reality television shows that Astrid just drools over. And, of course, we're just sitting in the living room, and, of course, I've got my back to the TV, so I can't see anything that's going on.
Which is perfect.
Which is perfect.
Right.
So talk to us about some of the great things that went on this week. We'll do our week in review very, very quickly. We had the first tailgate.
We did. It was huge.
And Vanderbilt actually won.
Yes. We're 2-0.
We are 2-0.
I think, you know, we won against Miami, Ohio.
And then we won against South Carolina this weekend.
Which is huge.
Which is huge. Massive.
I honestly didn't go to the game, guys. Sorry.
We've reached week four within the mod. As second years, that means that we've got pretty much a full caseload. Astrid and I banged out, our second managing and improving processes case.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
It wasn't that bad.
It was bad.
There's food involved. How bad could it be?
There wasn't any food involved.
And what
are you talking about? Oh, I thought you were talking about the Fido excursion.
Oh, no, that's the other. That's the other project. That's our field project, which is ever so much fun.
Gotcha.
That's a great thing about Owen. If you ever get here, come here, or if you are here, you'll be the lucky winner of membership in numerous teams with numerous cases and field assignments. Especially when you're in marketing or operations. I think there's no class where you don't have one project-related work, such as finding the brand value of Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana.
Don't point fingers. I still have the Miley Cyrus wig in my locker.
Pointing.
Or another example would be figuring out what customer a new restaurant in Nashville will attract, or what we did, how to figure out how long the wait time for an individual undergrad student is for a treadmill in the rec center. So there is a vast amount of things you can analyze as part of your free project work during some of the classes. And at the moment, Jared and I are involved with two of our classmates, Allison and Abby, in our managing and improving processes class. We're analyzing how long does it take to get a coffee at Fido's.
We're doing more than that. We're actually doing an entire value stream mapping project, identifying areas that Fido can potentially improve on, and kind of looking at how they can optimize their revenues. Which, speaking of which, you know what a great little supplement to this podcast would be? If I posted that video that we did of your extra reporting for the optimization model for the Vandy Gym.
I was actually thinking that because I was picturing the treadmill.
Astrid's currently looking here with a horrified look on her face, which is really funny. Well, the upside to this is that not all projects are about Vandy or about the Nashville community. Some of them are actually very substantive. In fact, I'm doing one right now that's basically looking at customer satisfaction within quick service restaurants that serve mainly chicken.
Hey, man, don't knock chicken.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a lot of independent studies last year with a lot of local or non-local corporations. I mean, there were the Ritz-Carlton project.
Absolutely, of which I did one.
And there
What was your favorite independent project?
I've never done any.
That's right. You're a consultant your entire life.
I feel like I'm constantly in an independent project here.
I didn't do one either.
Do we have one of the windows open?
Yes.
Oh, that would make a difference. I'm like, wow, the
window's actually open, Jared.
Why do we have the air conditioning on and the windows open?
Because when Jared tried to make instant noodles today in a pan, all of a sudden his head, the pan, and the noodles caught on fire.
No, that first and foremost, that was like Wolfgang
Puck style. How did I miss that?
It was like Wolfgang Puck style. And second of all, it wasn't frozen noodles. It was one of the like prepackaged Bertolli things. And I put a little bit of oil in it. And I was trying to do a little flippy thing. And it caught on fire. And it was, you know what? It would have subsided by itself.
That clearly didn't work. But let's get back to what happened last week. So we had our tailgate. We also had our board of visitors, which was really exciting. Like, now that I was part of the lunch, I am still stunned by the fact that I sat next to the CEO of Deloitte, U.S. Deloitte. I'm like, ah! I was freaking out, seriously. And I had the CFO from Dollar General on my table, the CEO of, healthcare, Cardinal Health, up in Ohio. It was phenomenal. I mean, it was, and I thought that the president of the chancellor of Vanderbilt University,
Nick Zappos,
gave a fantastic speech on how to improve oneself and the community and Owen and Vanderbilt. I thought it was a great speech. I almost cried.
That's
is this during
usually
lunch.
Yes.
And how many times did they ask for the board of visitors to take out the checkbooks?
No, when I think that was over. Because lunch was kind of the closing part of their 2 days.
Okay. We joke. Every school asks major corporations and their executives to donate money. So it's part and parcel. So I know that. But apparently they were very impressed. And the club presidents have all kind of been asked to pitch in and suggest ways in which the board of visitors can get involved in some of the clubs, which is going to be really excellent. So we'll have to see where that goes. Let's see, preview for this coming week. Not too much going on. I mean, Owen Voices, the international club, is hosting the tailgate for this week.
Right, this Saturday, weekend. When we'll be 3-0.
Hopefully. Yeah, knock on wood.
What I like most about tailgates is that it gives me a reason to go home early and go to bed on a Saturday without feeling bad. Because I met everybody, I was social, starting at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. I do not have to be ashamed to go home at 9 and sleep. I love tailgates.
Because, you know, the days get pretty long here at Owen. So what's your week like, Manila?
Oh, lots of group projects and meetings and
More meetings
and case studies and all that good stuff. Jared, you and I have been working on that chicken project, so we'll see how that turns out. We just did our initial presentation and had a few comments there, but yeah, we're working on it.
Oh, dear, dear Rich Oliver.
Fine marketing.
Which one of you is playing footsie with me under the table?
That would be me. Sorry.
Okay. Let's see. Anything that you guys would... I know that things are getting pretty intense at Owen, so why don't we kind of close it out by each of us giving a piece of advice to the first years. I like to say that week 3 and week 4 is kind of the crescendo of the workload within Owen. It's when all of your cases start hitting. It's when your final projects.
They have their accounting midterm this week.
The accounting midterm is this week. So let's give the first years a little piece of our mind.
The accounting midterm isn't that bad. Don't stress out.
Okay.
I have every other week an accounting midterm, so they better not complain the first year.
Wow, you're just all sunshine and roses, aren't you, darling?
They have a pretty...
No, the point is, don't get too stressed out.
Agreed.
First of all, there's so many people who can help you out here at Owen. If you have trouble in finance and accounting, and those are my primarily the problem areas, ask some second years or ask fellow first years who've got exempt because they're so smart in accounting or they
absolutely
have accounting degrees already. Ask them for help. I mean, Owen is not...
High five.
Owen is just not a place where you should get any grade below P.
Mm-hmm. And the one of the cardinal rules of Owen is that if you want something badly enough, all you have to do is ask for it. Right. There's an amazing resources at the school. So
Although I have to say, the first years have been pretty on the ball this year.
Absolutely.
They've been doing what they have to do to get everything done, and they've been managing their time pretty well from what I've seen. So, good job.
Yeah, I think it's also not necessarily the workload, but it's they have to get their resume ready. They have to meet with peer coaches, with CMC coaches, with LDP meetings. It's just kind of figuring out how to most efficiently use the Outlook calendar, how to work well in teams, or how to figure out how to work well in teams sometimes when they don't work that well.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that's kind of it.
Okay. Well, that's going to be it for me. Anything else, Astrid?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. From everyone here at Own Bloggers Viewpoints, have a fantastic week.
Or as Heidi Klum would say, Auf Wiedersehen und Dankeschön. Bye.
Oh, God.
Viewpoints. Viewpoints. Thanks for listening to this production of Owen Bloggers Viewpoints. For more great content from the web's leading NBA bloggers, visit www.owenbloggers.com.